WDIQC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
You ain't from around here, eh, young boy?
All aboard!
Yes!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Am I a very good girl?
Oh, Chad.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Crazy Man of Montreal AM Radio. It's Willem Back as Stephen Pickford and Smart Alex behind the console.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford here. And as it says correctly on our website, the wackiest man in travel broadcasting, Willem Back is behind the microphone across from me this morning.
Yeah, I got to buy a new batch of CDs. I recorded a whole bunch of sound clips. We had a whole parody on Ask the Expert we did called Ask the Escort, and I had that all queued up for today. But of course, the CD cart machines
will
read
it. Well,
it'll
even be better next week when Vic Phillips himself will be live in studio.
Well,
for
that'll
be
funny.
The
yeah.
last actual show from this studio building.
Fahrenheit 451 on Deligleys.
Deligleys. So we bid farewell next week to this building, the 13th. We're out in Dollard at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio.
That's right.
And the 20th, we're in Pittsburgh, one of America's most livable cities.
Yep, and that's going to be a fun trip.
We're flying there aboard U.S. Airways, and if you're flying along the Boston, New York, Washington corridor, the U.S. Airways shuttle, they're starting to replace some of their old 727s. With Airbus A320s are coming online, more fuel efficient and less noise in the air, more environmentally friendly.
The Airbus,
and they are previewing their exclusive in-flight video news programming. So they're becoming an all-news airline.
Oh.
And it's in collaboration with Fox News Channel. And so you can while away the time flying between Boston and New York or New York and Washington, and you can watch Molly Falconer.
And this time you're actually strapped into your seat and you can't get out of there.
Oh boy, 100% ratings, right? that station gets 100% ratings.
Yeah, until they find out they can't move any headsets.
Well, they also have the top in-flight airline magazine, the 1999 Editorial Excellence Award for Best Magazine. They call it the Aussie Awards. The Aussie Awards. For content quality, overall design, and production. The Attaché Magazine from
US Airways. Do you get on board their plane? They yell all aboard.
they do say all aboard, right? All aboard,
and going
close
off
the gate.
And going off the runway on a crazy plane?
Oh, somebody who thought about it, right? Somebody thought about all the different meanings.
Only you and I would do that.
Well, of course, we're looking at Halloween weekend, and somebody asked me, what am I going to dress up as? And I thought about the scariest thing I could think of, something that would strike fright into anybody. When this character walks into a room, people quiver, they sweat, and I said, what am I going to be? I'm going to be a media consultant.
A media consultant.
Strike fear in everyone's heart.
Oh, yeah, the media consultants, always with their angle on things. And, you know, there's only about four concepts in all of radio.
Everything.
We travel an awful lot all over Canada, the United States. And you turn on, you know, one radio station sounds like the next radio station. One of the big things lately is naming your radio station like the something. Like the spirit, the rock, the stone, the river, the tree, the mountain, you know, the star.
And the buzz, the phoenix.
Nobody ever calls it the cucumber.
The piccolo. I don't.
The one-eyed piccolo. They should call 999. I won't even say it on the radio.
They could have the mountain and many other things. That would be a good station. The mountain.
The mountain. Yeah, well, that would be us, right?
That would be us. A mountain in downtown Montreal.
Yes. Well,
of course, in the Rockies. The Denver would have the mountain.
You saw that new building for CIQC in Old Montreal.
Old Montreal, a beautiful looking building.
Nice looking building.
It's all refurbished and renovated. Large, almost a semi-atrium type lobby with chandeliers and stained glass. And
Awfully nice.
A neoclassic gothic Beaux-Arts.
Man who paid attention to all his property tours. Every time we travel, we take architectural tours of a city. And this man's paid attention.
I paid attention. I read my press kit.
We got a lot of mileage out of the one we took to L.A., and that was 10 years ago.
We learned a lot taking that tour when we were staying at the Biltmore Hotel.
Art Deco and Beaux-Arts. And
now we can recognize them as we go along. Last week, I was in Raleigh-Durham.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things we did after the show. We did go to the North Carolina Museum of History, saw their Civil War exhibit, which was on a par with the Museum of the Confederacy in Richmond. That is a must-see. They also have an exhibit on health and healing experiences in North Carolina, so you can actually see an iron lung and visit recreation of a tuberculosis sanatorium. So
is that tuberculosis? There's actually a place for people with tuberculosis who have gone insane.
Yes.
The tuberculosis sanitarium.
Yes.
Really?
This is a recreation okay. in North Carolina, in the North Carolina Museum of History. Also found one of the best places for pizza. You know, when you go around the United States, sometimes the pizza is not as good as at home.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a place with Montreal-style pizza.
From a Montreal company, 31 locations or less.
No, they only have one location in Raleigh, Lily's Pizza at the Five Points.
Oh.
And this is not the name of a hotel that added an extra wing. It's not five roads.
That's why the Four Points in Iowa is after the tornado? No?
No, that became the Three Points. Lily's Pizza at Five Points, and loaded with cheese and Italian sausage and pepperoni and mushrooms and green peppers. So it was very much
like... You ever go to a European country and they put salami on a pizza? I mean, who the hell does that?
You can have a Hawaiian-style pizza. I don't know why... Hawaiian-style pizza. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Also, the 42nd Street Oyster Bar and Grill for great seafood coming in from the North Carolina coast.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a good 200-300 people dining there on Saturday night. I ordered scallops, and I figured, hey, again, 6, 7. You know, you have to eat a couple of plates to fill up. 32 scallops on my plate. I could
you
not
had
eat
32
them all.
Scallops?
No, there 32 were put on my plate. I must have eaten around 20. I could not
what
get through
the
plate.
What you should have done is had a lime daiquiri between your scallops.
Well, I did have one lime daiquiri to start off the meal.
That is a
must, especially when you go to the South. It is a
Steve did not realize, 10 years ago, he did not realize that lime daiquiris were alcoholic. And he
it tasted just like lemonade. I thought I'd down a few. Oh, boy. Crushed ice, that lemon flavor. Boy, I'm thirsty. It's 95 degrees outside.
14 of them you drank.
In Jacksonville, 1987. And I wondered why my head was spinning. When I lay down on my bed, the ceiling was on the floor, and the floor was on the ceiling.
Oh, you better believe it, Alex.
That was me. That
you
was me.
Believe it.
And the little birdies flying above my head as I heard little songs. And we went on Sunday to the Siena Hotel in Chapel Hill, which is around 20 miles from Raleigh, around 20-minute drive away. And it's a 4-star property, 4-star restaurant, just out of northern Italy, and great Italian food. They have a new executive chef. They have a number of packages that they're putting together. For example, New Year's Eve, and we just heard on the news today about how some of these expectations of hotels have not lived up to what they had planned for.
Yeah.
But they've got around 75% of their places sold for their New Year's Eve bash, which has dinner, dance, and a standard room at $1,000 U.S.
Millennium Apathy.
Per couple. Yes, Millennium Apathy. But if you're listening...
I love Alex's response. I am staying home.
Well,
everybody.
If you're listening on WBZB down in the Carolinas,
yeah,
you can go to the Siena Hotel in Chapel Hill.
It looks awfully nice.
Very nice property. And it's the Il Palio Ristorante, 4 Diamond Award recipient since 1990. It's a European ambiance combined with gracious Southern hospitality with a new Tuscan-style cuisine.
To make an abrupt segue, getting around Quebec.
Getting around Quebec, yeah. When you get back from visiting the Carolinas, you got to get back to business. Well, there is a connection because Alcatel, big French telecommunications company, has big operations in the Carolinas. They're
there
also big
and
in Quebec.
That's the segue.
And their regional manager, he has to visit the Carolinas.
The
he also has to visit the business centers of Quebec, and that's on Air Montreal. You don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance or stay a Saturday night. You call today, fly tomorrow at prices consistently 50% less than other carriers. Air Montreal, 888-631-2111.
Alex, let's roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
DIQC Montreal.
Why do we go to Uniprix for Halloween?
Because I love Halloween and I love
baby chocolate bars.
I know. I like lollipops.
Me too. I like that.
Green. That's my favorite.
But actually, red is my favorite color.
This week, you'll find theatrical makeup, 7 sticks for $3.29, and Nestle Junior Treats assorted bags are 3 for $4.79 with coupon.
I like creepy crawlers.
They're all squiggly like worms.
Ooh, that's gross.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Quick question. How are you? Any health problems in the last 4 months? No? Great. Next time you buy medical travel insurance, it'll cost less. With Bel Air Direct, you can spend winter in the sun. Our complete medical coverage ensures that blue skies lie ahead. There's no medical exam, and you've already answered our medical questionnaire.
To find out more about our travel insurance and the savings you'll enjoy, call 1-877-874-5433. Bel Air Direct, your direct line to savings.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with incredible computer deals at 123 Compute?
And two for the show.
Let them show you their selection of notebooks from $169 and supercomputer systems as low as $75.
Free to get ready.
Get what you need for home, small office, or student.
And four now go
to 123 Compute, Montreal's largest liquidation center. 720 DeCarry and Saint Laurent, north of the Met, one block west of Du Collège. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Travel World. AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time.
And it don't get better than this. Yeah, baby. We are doing some karaoke tonight at my place, having a nice Halloween party with some of the people around the office. We're back. We're the nutsos of Montreal Radio. We're Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Smart Alex behind the console.
Coming to you across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Courtesy of our fair Bonnie, who, Bonnie, you got 3 shows left to come on Montreal Radio, so we want to get you on there. And we have a very special guest online. We're going to be getting soon to Lynn Portnoy, who wrote a special book on travel for women. And just before that, we have a great man online. We have to show deference and respect.
We
this
have
man,
to bow.
Absolutely. Exactly. Alex is really on the movie sharp today. The man we know affectionately as Mr. New England himself. He's the Count of Connecticut, the Master of Maine.
The Messiah of Massachusetts, the Nobleman of New Hampshire, the Viceroy of Vermont,
and the Regent of Rhode Island, Mr. Manny Witt himself. Manny, welcome to Travel World.
Guys.
Can it beat that welcome?
Good morning.
Morning, Manny.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Fine. Where are you, Manny?
I'm actually back in Montreal. I arrived last night late from Kennebunk, Maine.
Ooh, and you visited the First Unitarian Church of Kennebunkport, Maine.
That's right, and the monastery is there, too.
Absolutely.
The Franciscan Monastery. But let me tell you, I was on the road actually all week this week, and I'll take a few minutes just to go over something that was very interesting. Actually, I went on Tuesday, and I landed up in a travel show in Melville, Long Island.
Ooh.
And, we'll start the journey from there, because what had happened after that, the show ended around 8 o'clock, and I had to get over to Connecticut. So I decided to take this ferry that runs from Port Jefferson to Bridgeport. And I called them ahead, and I said, listen, it was about a 20-minute drive, and I had to get there, and and they said, you'll make it in time. And what I suspected, when I didn't know this ferry, so what I suspected was basically a ferry similar to what we have.
You shouldn't pick up hitchhikers, Manny. If you didn't know the ferry, you shouldn't have picked them up.
Yeah, well, I thought it was something like Lake Champlain ferries, that type of boat. When I got there, if I tell you, it was just incredible. This huge, humongous boat holds 165 cars.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Equipped with dance floor, bar, gaming rooms. You couldn't believe it. And it crosses the Long Island Sound. It's an hour and 20-minute drive at a high speed. I think it's something like 20 knots, or it goes quick.
Pretty cool.
They have a good system, and they run, I think, three boats every day, six times a day. So they get you into the little town of Bridgeport. I was there in Bridgeport. I arrived there. It was about 10 o'clock at night. And it's Stanford, Bridgeport, and New Haven, three towns that are almost about 20 miles apart. New Haven, of course, is famous for Yale University, and Stanford and Bridgeport are very similar. But I got to tell you what happened. It was very interesting. I as I got off the ferry, I got lost, and it was all construction, and I was really twisting and turning. I couldn't get back onto the 95, which I had to go. I was going up to Sturbridge to stay that night.
And then Manny met a peasant who didn't know him. And then, of course, when he recognized you...
Well, that's very good, because that's part of it. I came up to a policeman.
Okay.
And I said, listen, I'm lost. What can you do? Can you give me directions of how to... He says, and then he started talking to me, where you're from, what you're doing, and all this. And I said, you know, New England tourism. He says, hold on, wait right there. So I got back in my car. I figured I must have said something wrong, because he called for backup.
And I said, for a police escort.
Uh-oh, I said, what's...
It wasn't that kind of escort you asked for.
Well, no. But the thing was, in the United States, especially in Connecticut, and I think in Maine and most of the New England states, at any construction, there must be a police officer on duty with the light flashing, and you'll notice that if you drive through the United States.
Okay.
So he couldn't leave his post. But what he did is he called for another car to come, and he said to me, then he got back into where I was, and I said, okay, follow me, I'm going to take you to the exit of 95.
Ooh.
And I thought that was really something. I mean, I said to
him. Yeah, that was kind of him, actually.
Very, very nice. And I was really out of the way. I mean, it took about 10, 15 minutes to drive to get me back. And then as he got me onto the 95, he flashed his lights and said, good luck and take care.
Wow.
That was really, really something I really appreciated. But it was a very nice gesture. I landed up in Kennebunk. And let me tell you something about Kennebunk. There's a couple things that people don't realize. Number one, I think you guys have been there. Have you both?
We have not yet been there, but we do like the way it abbreviates, eh? First Unitarian Church of Kennebunk Port, Maine. Anyway, go on.
Okay. Well, it's Kennebunk Port is the actual village, and then there's Kennebunk. It's called the Lower Town, which is the ocean area. And I stayed at a place called the Seaside. Seaside is the only, I think it is, I have to confirm, but I think it is the only property that is on the ocean.
Ooh.
Directly on the ocean in Kennebunk. Actually, I was in a room about 600 feet from the ocean. And it was just magnificent. I couldn't wait when I opened the doors and opened the veranda, you see the ships coming and going, the luxury liners for either coming to Canada or going or coming back from Canada, crossing. And the ocean is right there. I mean, it's just an incredible. Now, the Seaside is very unique. It goes back the 13th generation of innkeepers.
Neat.
It is an exceptionally well-kept property. But that is Kennebunk in the fall. She tells me that they're booked right now, right to Thanksgiving, of course, which is the highest travel period. And they go right up until almost the middle or towards the end of the December, being Kennebunk, Algonquit, and Portland have what you call Christmas by the Sea.
Ooh.
They do a lot of things around Christmas and New England theme.
Yes, yes. And let me tell you, I was in Portland also. They're setting up now with the... you guys haven't been to Portland either. You got to see this.
We haven't been anywhere, Manny. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We just stay in our basements.
Decorate the streets with the, you know, the little white lights, but all the streets completely are decorated with that. And Portland has, like, big statues of lumberjacks and everything that they put out, and they have... it's everything starts December 1 and goes about till December 15th.
And can you get a main potato there?
And you can get a main potato, yeah, with everything you need on it. But it is really really something to see. But yeah, the last point is when I was driving home, I stopped in Kittery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very surprised to hear and see there was about a dozen Quebec cars that were all... the outlets there. Well, I said they're Quebec and Ontario, but there was quite a few Quebec Canadian cars there. The thing is that you still can't find good bargains if you look around. I bought myself a coat that was marked $200 chaps at TJ Maxx, and I paid $34 for it.
Good grief.
Good deal on that one.
Leave it to Manny to sniff out the deal.
I don't know if it was mismarked or nothing, but I grabbed it right away.
I think it was privilege, Manny. They knew who you were.
Yeah, well. But I tell you, and then, of course, you must, everybody must go to Yummies.
Yummies
is the largest candy store. And I think the sign outside says over 6 million candies or chocolates or something.
Oh, I thought it was said over 6 million cavities formed.
Is this in Kittery, Manny?
This is in Kittery, yeah.
This is not too far from Salisbury Beach, which has a place called Tens, which is the eye candy store. I mean, I digress, but...
Oh, right, I haven't seen that one. Yeah, that's one I haven't
Ask
seen.
Maria Miles, but they wanted to sponsor the Adopt a Highway program.
Maria's coming up here, by the way, in March, by the
All
way.
Right.
You know, but everybody stops at this place called Yummies, which is famous for their different sorts. What they do is they have such a variety that the children have to be held back, and they go through ropes to go through the store.
But they're all licorice ropes.
Oh my God! It's
gingerbread houses.
But it was quite a trip. So I landed back last night late, and so I went through Maine and went through stops to Surbridge. The colors are pretty well gone in right now in Vermont, but I tell you, they're very strong in Connecticut and very strong in Massachusetts. Going through Surbridge, I saw still quite a nice brilliance of colors.
Absolutely.
So that was my trip. I just wanted to tell you about the experience. 2 weeks from now, we're going to Providence, Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
to see the live filming of the TV show.
Cool.
And I'll get back to you on that and let you know how that works out.
Well, when I was down last weekend in Chapel Hill at the Sienna Hotel, the sales director, I mentioned your name, Manny, and he says, I remember that name. And Mark Sherburn, he used to be at Smuggler's Notch and number of properties. I said, no matter where you go, you find somebody who knows Manny Witt.
Yeah. Well,
so, down in the Raleigh area.
Well, now we know a policeman in Bridgeport who knows me, too.
There you go. Manny, thanks for joining us here. Following the break, we've got Lynn Portnoy talking about her book.
Right, she's starting a series
of... Have a nice afternoon, guys.
Same
Thanks
to you,
lot,
Manny.
Sure.
So Lynn Portnoy will be joining us after the 11:30 break. She's starting a series of liberating travel primers for women called...
Liberating.
Going
what
like
kind of
Lynn.
Liberation are we talking about here?
I don't know, it's just women's liberation.
That ought to be cool. Maybe it's like Sharon Delaney's liberating trip to San Francisco with six other women.
Oh, yeah.
A nice romantic holiday.
A romantic holiday.
I remember that show.
She will never live down that famous line. We reminded her of that when we were down in Raleigh. Also her line about the hurricanes and great moments in broadcasting.
You better believe it.
Great moments in broadcasting. Every time you listen to Travel World, you always hear something different.
Always, yeah. And next week we're going to be hearing the premiere of Ask the Escort with Vic Phillips. So
he'll be here personally in studio to introduce the segment.
With Genevieve. It was tailored to Chad. Sorry, Alex, Chad was the man at the time. And Chad now is fixing tires.
Using the word tailor.
It's funny, eh?
Funny that comes in. Time to start thinking about lunch. Time to start thinking about Montreal-style pizza. And there's just one number to call. 383-6000, Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal, 383-6000, drive Call now and it'll be at your door, piping hot, oven fresh in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000 for real great Montreal-style pizza from Pizza Donini.
Let's roll it, Alex.
AM 600. Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
CIQC, Montreal.
During Jean Coutu's PJC Days, you'll find Scott Towel paper towels, two jumbo rolls, $1.37. Sony video cassettes, 120 minutes, just $1.69. Check your Jean Coutu flyer for even more ways to save during PJC Days.
At Jean Coutu, you'll find it all.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Why do we go to Uniprix for Halloween?
Because I love Halloween and I love
baby chocolate bars.
I know. I like lollies.
Me too. I like that.
Green. That's my favorite.
But actually, red is my favorite color.
This week, you'll find theatrical makeup, seven sticks for $3.29, and Nestle Junior Treats assorted bags are three for $4.79 with coupon.
I like creepy crawlers.
They're all squiggly like worms.
Ooh, that's gross.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Believe it or not, spend your winter in summer. From mid-Jan through to the end of Feb, Kiwi Travel, Montreal South Pacific specialist, has put together a great snowbird package to put you on the Sunshine Coast of Australia. Spend 4 weeks in a first-class condo right on one of the world's great beaches in one of the world's most exotic countries for less than $3,000. This winter, fly with Air Pacific toward the summer in Australia. Call Kiwi Travel now at 935-5494. That's 935-KIWI.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
I wanna fly away, yeah.
Oh, Hackus continues.
Better believe it. Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Smart Alec behind the counter.
behind the counter.
Well, it is a counter.
Would you like fries with that?
Yes, sir. Be that as it may, we do have a special guest, Lynn Portnoy, on.
She's from Michigan, and she started a series of guidebooks. The first is out for women travelers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what brought you to start a series of guidebooks specifically geared for women?
Well, I'm a woman's retailer here in Detroit, and for many, many years I've been giving seminars to women's groups on traveling with one bag. And it just grew and grew where the phone started ringing and ringing and people asking me more questions about where they should stay, little hotels, where they should eat, where they should go buy good lipsticks or bras, blah, 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 blah. And even good chocolates, yummy, sounded delicious, but I offer them Le Nôtre or La Maison de Chocolat in Paris. So so it's kind of
traveling with one.
Finally, I decided to write it.
Traveling with one bag, that seems almost impossible. I don't know a woman who does that.
Well, you have to come to one of our seminars. We're doing these presentations at bookstores all around the country lately.
I know how to travel with one bag. I frequently do it. But
you do?
Yeah.
Honestly, I have found as many men are coming and taking notes as women.
Oh, it's possible. It might be neat. Maybe Stephen can go there. Chad is off the market.
So how do you do it? How come you're so organized?
Buy the huge bag and stuff everything in.
Well, no.
I love it.
The size of the bag. No, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, you just go there. You know you're going to be gone for 3 or 4 days, so you just take what you need, and that's it. That's all. You know, no kitchen sink, no house, no car, no dog.
It's the longer trips, I think, you have to be worried about packing. The first book is about Paris. Why did you select Paris as an ideal place for women to travel alone?
It's not particularly alone. I don't care who they go with, but it doesn't matter who they go with. It's just that's a place, a female-friendly destination that women all want to go to. Most of my clients, a lot of their husbands want to go play golf, and they want to go to the museum. They want to go shopping. You've heard that, I'm sure, from ladies. And so they finally say, you know what, I'll go with my friend, my daughter, my sister. Let him go shop. Let him go play golf.
Stephen's heard other things from ladies.
Mm-hmm.
My feet are tired. I don't want to do that. How come I got to go here all the time?
And they don't want to hear them complaining. Gee, I don't want to see another museum, a church. But women really like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So on a trip to Paris, somebody's going there for the first time, what would you suggest that they must include? You have a sample itinerary of what to do if you were going there for X number of days.
Literally, I do a 7-day, hour-by-hour. What do you want to do this afternoon? She said, well, I don't know. What does Lynn say we have to do this afternoon? And she said they had a ball. So that made me feel wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, it makes people feel more comfortable if somebody has actually traveled there or experienced something, especially if it is their first trip to a destination.
Exactly. And I've been going to Paris because I'm a retailer for, well, I have to tell you, 30 years, 2 to 3 times a year. So I feel confident that I really do know the city. And so it's like one of the reviewers said it was like having your best friend take you by the hand and lead you down the street. You know, sit here at this cafe, order this for a diet lunch, look at this little museum, blah, blah.
What are some of your picks for let's say, hotels or restaurants that you feel are off the beaten path that people could get away from that chain uniformity?
Exactly. Well, I sent out a survey to women before I wrote this, besides listening to all the questions. And one of the first things on the survey was women's concerns, it's safety. So, and that came back just about 98% was at their concern. So I chose little tiny hotels in wonderful neighborhoods, like the 6th or 7th arrondissement. Do you know Paris?
Yes. I know how it's laid out with the districts, yes.
Right. So this is near Saint-Germain, right around that area, and right around where all the government ministries and museums are. So all of the gendarmes are out there in force guarding all the ministries. You can walk up and down the street at night by yourself and feel perfectly comfortable. And I chose little hotels that they were under, I'd say most of them are under $150, like Bersoli, Hotel Bellechasse, and they're like perfect locations. You can walk everywhere.
And by staying in a smaller property, there's that extra sense of security as well, because not the long corridors or the banks of elevators.
Exactly. I even put my 81-year-old aunt in Bersoli's last year, and she does not speak one word of French. And she loved it, and she felt like the concierge was like her nanny and wrote everything out for her. She wanted to go to the beauty shop. He told her how to say she wanted her hair lavé and blah, blah. And she just had a ball.
You know, if she did that in Montreal, the woman would probably say, you got to go to the lady. You tell her, I want a lavé.
I love it. C'est drôle. Vous êtes très drôle, by the way.
And that's when you're being polite.
And I love hearing the Canadian accent. I love it when you speak French. It's just darling.
The Canadian accent there?
Oui, oui, oui.
And but I do that just a little bit, only when I want to, and when I want to get my house renovated.
Very cute. And when I went to school here in Detroit, my teacher, my French teacher, was Polish. So when I speak French, they try and figure out where in the world is this funny lady from. And when I finally discovered I had a Polonais accent. That's a crazy American coming through.
Yes.
That's a concern of travelers, that they won't be understood. But in the tourist areas, if they are dealing with a number of visitors, there is that knowledge of the English language. And particularly in Europe, people do speak 2-3 different languages.
Well, and one of the things that I wrote in the preface of my book is my dog doesn't speak a word of people language, but she gets everything she wants. She gets to go out, she gets to eat, she gets her tummy rubbed, blah, blah. So I bet people can be as clever as our animals and make themselves understood.
Yeah, it's a matter of communicating, and that's part of the fun of traveling, is getting to know people in that new destination. Part of the other aspect of traveling, particularly to Paris, is to sample the cuisine.
Oh, I'm an eater, so you hit a passionate chord for me. I just walk from restaurant to restaurant smiling. But of course I walk, so I make room for the next meal. That's the fun of Paris or Montreal. You get to walk a lot, so you walk off one meal and you get ready for the next one.
Truly a walking city. And you've listed these books, these restaurants, by district and also by whether inexpensive, moderate, expensive, so people know what to expect.
Exactly. Plus, one of the advantages of staying in these tiny hotels is that your concierge is, they're so friendly, and they will make reservations for you. They will write everything out in French and English. You carry, so you have everything written out, so it's like flashcards. You run down the street saying, you know, if no one can understand you, you just show them where you want to go, and they point you. You can't get lost.
You have good advice in the fact that you tell people don't be afraid to make a mistake. This is part of what travel is about. And you also have some tips there, what to do and what not to do when going through customs.
Absolutely, because I'm the kind, and I loved listening to your last guest, Manny. I thought he was hilarious with having the police take him on the escort him. I thought that was wonderful. All of the things we think are going to be disasters eventually turn out to be terrific.
And they become memories that last with you for a lifetime.
Right. You're not going to remember which museum or cathedral you walked through if you saw 20 in one day, but you will certainly remember some terrible faux pas. And I started my book, because I'm always goofing, telling the story about how crazy and silly I was. I went swimming in a reservoir. I thought it was a clear, beautiful lake, you know. And when it was discovered that night at dinner at the little inn I was staying in, this was in the countryside many years ago, nobody would touch their water. Everyone drank a lot of wine that night.
They wondered what you had left behind or added to the water level in the reservoir.
But the French do have a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah.
And of course, when you go through customs, you have to, you don't make any jokes with the customs officer.
No, no. I have come through Canadian customs, too. I've learned many, many years ago, I am a straight there. That's not a place for humor. I've had my problems, and if you read my last story, How Not to Go Through with My Fish in My Purse, you get the message that do as I say, not as I do, right?
Well, I remember last year, it's a year ago, that we came back from Hawaii, Stephen and I. We were there for a week, and here I was in an aloha shirt with a layer on my neck, wearing my hat that said Oahu, and the guy asks me where I went.
Oh, I love it. I love that. But you acted nicely, didn't you?
I was so tempted to say Lisbon.
You say yes.
But you were very...
No, we're always polite.
Us? Yes, yes. We're always polite.
Very
nice.
Respectful of authority, too.
I came back. You know, I'm in Detroit, so I am the only place where we are, where Canada is south of us. Did you know that?
Yes.
From Windsor, of course you do. Mm-hmm. And I used to come in often. I used to fly into Windsor because it was better, I could get a better price, you know, on flights from Toronto and then to Windsor.
Many times for American listeners, if you fly via Toronto as a hub, that is a more reasonable way to do it. Now, as we come up to 11:45 Eastern Time, where can our listeners get your book, A Series of Liberating Travel Primers for Women?
Well, it's from Diamond Publishers, and they can call me directly at 248-353-2900, or they can contact their local bookstore and ask for Going Like Lynn Paris by Lynn Portnoy, or they can write to us, Diamond Publishers, 29260 Franklin Road, Suite 123, Southfield, Michigan, 48034.
And if you want more information, you can also contact the Travel World website, and the email address is travelworld@reporters.net. Lynn, thanks for joining us on
thanks
Travel World.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Fun.
Have
talk
a gr-
to you later.
Thank
Take
you.
Bye
bye. Following the break, we got Elliot Price and hopefully Eli Khoury calling us from Copenhagen. Alex, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your pick. The big wheel of discounts is spinning at Bowie Mountaineau. Just imagine, Bowie Mountaineau is offering you several items at the same incredibly low price of $299. Which one will you choose? How about a Summum love seat, a sharp 20-inch stereo color TV, or how about an incredible sharp stereo system? Take your pick. You can even take advantage of our purchase plan. Lets you buy now and pay only in October 2000. Still can't decide? Well, come on into one of 10 Bowie Mountaineau locations and take advantage of this $299 offer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborgsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hippodrome de Montréal, you'll be on the edge of your seat, guaranteed. The action is the attraction with live horse racing right before your eyes. Enjoy the unique experience of dining at the Centaur restaurant while following the races from the comfort of your table. Ask about group rates for holiday parties. The spectacular Hippodrome de Montréal. Be there.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
During Jean Coutu's PJC Days, you'll find a package of 10 bars of Ivory soap for $2.49 and Arctic Power detergent just $3.99. Check your Jean Coutu flyer for even more ways to save during PJC Days.
At Jean Coutu, you'll find it all.
Only
UPS guarantees overnight delivery to most metropolitan areas by 8 a.m. And with electronic signature capture and satellite tracking, your package arrives safely and on time. UPS moving at the speed of your business. 1-800-PICK-UPS or www.ups.com.
CIQC.
Set it on CIQC 600. Willem back as Stephen Pickford and Smart Alec behind the console. It's Travel World's back, final segment of the day, and we have our special guest in from Copenhagen, Eli Khoury. How you doing, Eli?
He's on the line with us now. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
What are you doing today in Copenhagen?
He's spending my money. He's my broker.
Actually, I'm no longer in Copenhagen. I spent a couple days there, and now I'm in Malmo, which is just across the ocean.
Oh.
In Sweden.
And you're saying there was a great hotel there.
You know what? I'm staying at this hotel called the Temperance Hotel. It was built in 1902. It's in the middle of the old city, on the edge of the new city of Malmo. If you go to temperance.se on the internet, you can make a reservation there. 76 rooms. It's an old-style Swedish hotel. Willem, there is no masseuse in the room.
Aw.
No masseuse in the room.
Actually, Steven's got his appointment today. He's backed up, hasn't gone for 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, it's a nice little hotel. The rooms are spacious and modern. On the inside and the outside, it's a little older building. It's a beautiful hotel. If you're going to come to Malmo, not very expensive either. You're looking at 650 to 800 kroner, which is, divide that by 5.5. That's what it is in Canadian dollars.
So around 120 bucks, something there?
Yeah, that's quite cheap for Sweden and Denmark.
For sure.
You know, to stay in a hotel like in Radisson, so it's a little pricier.
So it was 600 bucks. It should have come with a masseuse.
Yeah.
And bring her home.
Can I thank a few people just before we start?
Go for it, Eli.
Thanks to Air Canada for giving me a ticket to Copenhagen. They have nonstop service from Toronto to Copenhagen daily, except Monday and Wednesday. To wonderful Copenhagen, which is the Copenhagen tourist office in the city. Go to woco.dk. You'll check them out, and they'll tell you exactly what to do and where to go and what to see in Copenhagen. To the Radisson SAS Royal Hotel, which is a landmark in Copenhagen. They gave me a room up there, and it's if you're into architecture, go to this hotel, the Royal Hotel in Copenhagen by Radisson SAS. It was designed by Arne Jacobsen, who was a world-famous architect. It's a beautiful place. To the Copenhagen Jazz Fest, you think we have a jazz fest in Montreal? This thing is 500 shows all over the city. Unbelievable jazz. And you know who the big thing was last year or 2 years ago?
What was it?
Oscar Peterson.
Oh yeah,
Montrealer.
Mr. Montreal, of course.
Yeah. I mean the guy is like, he's like a god up there. If you go to downtown Copenhagen, there's pictures of Oscar Peterson everywhere. Like, wow, this is great. And it's a great jazz fest. You can go to cjf.dk on the internet to check him out, and to the Scandinavian Tourist Board in New York for setting us up with the folks from WOCO and so on and so forth.
So Eli, we got about a minute or so left for you.
Okay, just quickly, if you're in Copenhagen, take the metro. I took the metro you can go, it's literally like taking the metro from Montreal and go to Quebec City. You can do that.
Oh, really?
The metro goes everywhere. I went to Kronborg Slot, which is a castle, the castle of Shakespeare's Hamlet. I went to a Louisiana Museum, which is has collections of 20th century art. To the Arken Museum, there's a Dali exhibit. There's a ton of stuff to do. Malmo's pretty much the same thing. There's museums and festivals and masseuses everywhere. Great part of the world.
I wonder what Eli is doing out there.
No, I was just checking.
Fourth time you mentioned that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, if you anybody who's ever thinking about coming to Scandinavia and you think it's too expensive, it's not. It's actually quite. And is Elliot there?
Elliot's here.
Yeah, Elliot, there are hot dog stands everywhere.
I've been there.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Copenhagen.
Yeah, it's Schopenhauer, I think.
Close enough.
Get the picture.
All day Saturday, sports on TV, wall to wall, including handball, which is a big deal out here. So
that's something that Stephen's going to be doing this afternoon.
Handball?
Yes, figure it out. Anyway, listen.
I'll prepare a small recorded thing, and if you guys want to play it next week, I'll outline everything you can do in this part of the world.
Please do.
It's actually quite fun.
We also need your intros to Ask the Escort. So.
Yeah, I'll do that next week for you. No problem.
You got
Jake
it.
Phillips will be
My
here
pleasure.
With us. Yes.
Take care, Eli.
Have a great
guys.
Trip home.
See you later.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So we've got Elliot in the studio. Elliot went to the Cortina Inn in Rutland and got married.
Well, not there. Married in Providence, Rhode Island. But
awesome.
We spent a couple of days in Rutland, Killington. And in case you think it's just the place to go to in the winter, because I imagine that's their number one season
skiing,
when it comes to skiing and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Pico.
Mm-hmm. If you play golf, you could actually stay there for a week, not play the same golf course twice, and you wouldn't have to drive more than 20 miles to hit any of the golf course. By the way, thanks to the folks at the Proctor Pittsford golf course, made mm-hmm. us feel very comfortable. But there's golf courses for all levels of play, and it was just a wonderful time. And the great thing was we were there 2 days, and we got four seasons worth of weather.
Oh, really?
It's serious? That time of year you can get fall and winter and summer.
It's unbelievable. We played on the Wednesday we were there, I played golf in 70-degree weather.
Oh.
And 2 days later we left, it was snowing.
Yeah.
Well, they were already starting to ski. The report mm-hmm. was out this week. They have already started the ski season at Killington.
Uh-huh.
This,
did you see Ted Bridges while you were at the Cortina Inn?
No, he was really busy, but we did see the Cortina Inn, which is just beautiful. They have fireplaces, many reading rooms stocked with all kinds of books. Very comfortable place to be. No one bothered us. We liked that.
Great breakfast buffet at the Cortina Inn
great,
as well.
Yeah. And the dining rooms there. It's very funny. We got... our waiter was working there. It was his very first night. It was a young man, 17, 18 years old.
Oh, no.
He was a little nervous, and they came over later and said, was he okay? I said, yeah, he was just a little nervous. So we
I can
had,
just see a nervous
time.
Guy coming up to you.
Can you imagine? But you know I made him feel as comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Elliot says, what are you doing that for? Gone.
Honey, it's his first time.
What can we do to...
Could you imagine? You always remember your first time, don't you? And yeah. I had to be it.
I sure remember
yeah,
my first
remember
time.
Ours, yes.
All right, settled. I knew you were going to go in that direction.
You get to know us too much.
What else do we ever think about, huh? So
there's good shopping as well in the Rutland-Killington area and nice restaurants.
I was just thinking about Eli's thanking the people who provided him with stuff on the trip, and if he'd have done it in true CIQC fashion, he would have gone, hello, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Monsieur Air Canada.
Well, Air Canada out of Toronto, for our American listeners, you can connect over Toronto from some of the U.S. cities like Raleigh, and it actually costs you less and is more convenient than hooking up through some of the East Coast hubs like JFK, which are like a
another
zoo.
Another word I like. But
Where in North Carolina are you sending me next to golf is what I like to well, know.
You can check out the stations in...
We have to check with the National Weather Service and the actual path of the next hurricane, and that's
well,
how
I don't
we
know.
Pick
I checked the weather, and I'm told that...
hurricane season's
over now.
60 degrees should be fine, this kind of weather, until January when it will warm up.
We'll send you to check out the Liberty Works affiliates in Abbeville. And,
yes,
you
can,
America's Georgia, W-I-S-K.
I'm coming!
There we go.
I mean, I'm going there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Rephrase it, yes.
I know you're excited to be on the show, but...
it's golf I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a lot of golf in
the Carolinas. We had the Travel World Golf Tournament last week.
Vic Phillips won over Sharon Delaney of NBC Raleigh, and he's taking on all...
NBC Raleigh.
WNCN. Yes, in Channel 17 in Raleigh, our Carolina Bureau Chief. Yeah. And then her friend, Cynthia Demos, joining us as our Florida Bureau Chief from NBC West Palm.
That's too bad. I wanted to be your Florida Chief.
You can be one of our Florida...
Ready to go now.
You sure you don't want to work under her?
Excuse me?
Well, we'll be down there.
Did I just tell you I got married?
We'll be down there to cover Expo Spring Training like we did last year broadcasting. Bill Stoneman asked me, are you going down there again this year? I said, oh, yes. Well, we'll be down there.
Absolutely.
Planning
hopefully
for
we'll
March.
See you there, finally.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mean I have
Dave.
A job.
Next Saturday, Vic Phillips will be in studio with us, our last day here and Fahrenheit doing from 451, this studio.
Yeah.
And
we'll play you the interview that we recorded in the bathroom at the studio.
Talking to Abby McClintock about New Smyrna Beach down in Florida. And Eli Curry will have his final report from his trip over to Copenhagen and area. So that's next Saturday for the Travel World Radio Show, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, simulcast on CIQC AM 600 Montreal, the world's first radio station, and beamed across America and around the world on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Elliot Price.
And Smart Alec behind the counter.
Bye, everybody.
Take care. See you next week.
Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right. Talk Radio 600 to CIQC.